Hey everyone, thank you for tuning in. We are at Colorado Festival of Horror, and I am here with...
My name is Christopher Rocco. I'm the head of programming here at the Colorado Festival of Horror.
So Rocco, tell us a little bit about your video game you have out and how we can help support it.
Yeah, a couple of years ago I was involved in a small video game project called Atama. It's the Japanese word for head. I did it with a bunch of Something Awful veterans, including Slow Beef, Michael Sawyer, who some people may know. He's colloquially known on the internet as the guy who invented the Let's Play. He's a very nice man. He's a very smart, creative storyteller. And he had this idea for a game that was a combination of a short story by Junji Ito called Hanging Balloons, about a small town that's beset by these floating heads that come to attack people, and an old PS2 game called Forbidden Siren, where you play a character, well, multiple characters, who have a psychic link to the monsters that are hunting them, and you can see from a second-person perspective, and you have to use that to get environmental information and navigate and evade the creatures that are trying to kill you. So we put those two concepts together, and that's how we came up with Atama. I was one of the writers on the project and the lead sound designer. We went up last year on Steam, and we've done very, very well. You can still find us on the Steam store. And we are going to be releasing on consoles. We have a staggered rollout. I don't have the dates on hand there on my laptop.
That's okay.
Back home. But over the course of September and October, we're going to be having a staggered rollout on Switch, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X, I think, is the most current one. I'm not an Xbox guy.
You're good. And then one of the main reasons why I actually want to talk to you is yesterday you hosted a panel about horror and Star Trek.
Yes,
and
it was very fun.
We focused on first generation. And my question is, why did you leave out the Borg? To me, the Borg was so horrifying.
So I left out the Borg because I wanted to try to focus on episodes. And if I'm going to do a Star Trek thing on the Borg, it's going to take an entire panel. It would be about First Contact.
Okay.
That film is one of the... And we brought it up briefly yesterday. The opening scene of that film is Captain Picard having a PTSD flashback. And it's one of the most... if you have a thing with eyes, if that is like a particular horror trigger for you, look away during the opening credits. There is some of the best eye horror I've ever seen in a non... on the label horror film. But most of that movie, the parts on the Enterprise, not to spoil a, 14-year-old movie at this point, but parts of the Enterprise where the Borg have taken over are shot like a zombie film. It's very much like a zombie film or like a Ridley Scott's Alien kind of vibe with the lighting and the camera work and the effects. And yeah, it is very much a horror film in parts. It's also kind of like a college buddy drinking comedy also at the same time in different portions of the movie, which is also a lot of fun.
I guess I can see that a little bit.
The stuff
okay.
with like Cochrane and the folks
True.
Down on the planet.
Okay, I can see that.
I mean, anything that like a hinge, like pivotal moment in the story is around Steppenwolf trying to get Magic Carpet Ride to work on an 8-track player. That's a good film.
True. And is there a possibility of future panels of Star Trek and horror?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've frequently said we here at the Colorado Festival of Horror have a minor in Star Trek convention. Brett and Jeannie, two of the co-founders, massive Star Trek nerds like the rest of us, and they've always managed to work in some manner of Star Trek-related guest or content. This year we have Tiffany Shepis, who has been on Picard. Last year we had Kirk Thatcher, of all people, who, if you don't know him by name, you know him as the guy on the bus that Spock did the nerve pinch to in Star Trek IV. Very funny man. Very nice guy. Previous years were a lot of alcohol ago and not necessarily coming to mind.
True.
It is definitely it is on the list of priorities for the con to maintain that kind of... And I think I think there is some validity to that because we do owe modern con culture a lot to Star Trek and Star Trek conventions in the 80s and, the late 70s and the early 80s.
Well, my first con was Starfest back in, the 80s? Yeah, I think 88 was my first year. I was 3 years old. My mom took me, so...
Yeah, without Starfest, without those kinds of Star Trek conventions, we wouldn't have con. We wouldn't have C2E2. We wouldn't have, any of, the other horror conventions, of which KOFO is the best, obviously.
Sure.
But, this culture, we wouldn't have Dragon Con. We wouldn't have Fan Expo. I could go on. All of these things owe such a debt of gratitude to Star Trek, to that fan reaction. you know, to that need to like be around your people and just spend a weekend luxuriating in those things that you love, and damn what the rest of the world thinks.
Sure. Well, thank you for meeting with me, and thank you guys for watching, and please like and follow. Thanks.
Thank you so much.